This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Dr. 75, chef prepared healthy meals delivered. Get 90 bucks off the first six meals. Use code MMA2019. Liquid Web, save 34% off for 3 months with code MMAN34OFF. Protect-A-Bed, shield your mattress and pillows from allergens, dust mites, and moisture. Save 20% off with code MMANUTS at protectabed.com. Mattress Firm, get 10% off with code MMANUTS10. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 411.
411!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Back with another show, by my fans, for my fans, walk live, tweet serious.
Woo! And ridiculous. You can pull the hammy on that one.
Yes.
Wasn't quite ready. Back,
it's
Ingo!
It's been a couple weeks. I don't know, recall last time we took 2 weeks off. That's not happened in a long time.
I know, I went, see you later. Yeah. I went, gone.
Peace out.
Went to the Big Island for 8 days.
Vacation?
Yeah, it was beautiful. Saw beaches and beaches.
Uh-huh.
And sea turtles, very big sea turtles.
Okay.
They're 300-400 pounds coming to kill us. Maybe I'll put some videos up.
You
don't
should.
Touch them. That's illegal. Until they get too close.
Then I'm like, mouth.
I have that vision of Chael Sonnen and Vanderlei Silva. You're too close. I can't let you get close.
That's right.
You keep your distance.
Yeah.
Push those fuckers right away from me, man.
Hell yeah.
Too close to me and my family. And what else? The bodyboarding, a little this and that. Went to a zoo. Went to a volcano
waterfalls.
Park. Nice to have a government shutdown when you're on vacation.
Yeah.
And all the national parks are shut down.
Is weed legal in Hawaii?
No.
Damn it. How come?
Well, I'm with the family, so I'm not going to be like...
Maybe the whole family can partake
yeah,
in legal
we
weed.
Get them all high. Yeah, enjoy. We're on vacation. Anything's legal.
Go for it.
Hey. It's the old barn out here in fucking Hawaii. It's the 51st state.
Yeah. Why not? You're on vacation.
It's not even a state. Whatever.
Isn't that not a state? Wait, what?
What no, it is. I'm just saying. I can tell the kids.
Did they
it looks like you're on another planet with all the volcanic bullshit on the sides of the road, and it's all good. And it's weird, you know. They had UFC 232.
I was saying while you were gone, some shit went down.
It started at 5 o'clock.
Oh,
can
nice.
I get some 5 o'clock fucking UFC action?
Can I get an amen?
I'm eating dinner at 7 p.m. watching John Jones.
That's pretty amazing.
Bananas.
I would like that. You know, if the UFC started at 4 or something.
Oh, it would be so beautiful.
Be great.
Yes.
But it doesn't. You could always move to Hawaii.
No. Too expensive. It's like twice the price shopping there and half the volume.
Maybe
it's almost
make more
like
money.
Being gluten free again.
Ah. You're used to that. Maybe people out there make more money. So, you know.
I don't know.
They figure out a way to live.
No, another cool thing was I saw landscapers using fucking machetes.
Ooh.
Chopping shit down. I think I have a picture somewhere. Dude. I didn't want to snap one off. Like, look at these fucking guys.
Why are you taking my picture?
Incognito. Well, I'm taking a picture.
Come back with a little less.
Yeah. A little less.
Of yourself. Whack off some other stuff.
Of this.
Some other weeds.
A little more of that. Uh-huh. So, yeah. So, we're eating dinner and watching an event and... Let's talk about this event, because what the fuck happened, Ingo? I go away for like 8 days, and then John Jones.
Chaos.
What happened with this
supposed to be in Vegas.
Man? Yeah.
Then Jones apparently had some metabolites of some similar substance in his test. So Nevada wouldn't license him. California's like, we'll license him. So they moved the whole thing on like 5 days' notice. To California.
Hey, fuck all you Alexander right. Augustusson fans coming from
Doesn't
over
matter.
There to come here. I don't give a fuck.
It's nonsensical. I think it's pretty crazy.
Why would they do that? I'm trying to figure this out. Like, why do you have to... Couldn't they not just pull that fight and still have a decent card? Or does that fight have to happen?
John Jones, they had to have the fight with John Jones this year. Or last year, I guess.
Well, is it two things? Is it a John Jones contract? Like, if he doesn't get a fight, he's getting paid a lot of money. Is it the new owners have a certain revenue target to hit, and we got to fucking hit it? And if John Jones doesn't fight, we ain't hitting it?
It's probably both of those. There might be even a third reason.
Probably that,
that we don't know
are privy to.
Yeah, right. So it had to be done. So they did it.
Awkward. I mean, I don't even know if we want to talk about all the drug testing, but now I guess John is, not only is he enrolled in USADA, he's also... enrolled in VADA for the California State Athletic
Commission. VADA testing, huh?
Yeah, because that was part of the deal of, we'll let you fight here, but now you got to do this thing that we had suggested before. Now you got to make it mandatory.
Only in California, though.
Well, I think they're going to come out and drug test him randomly, too. It's just this whole thing. And then,
I don't think he's going to fight again, ever.
Wait, he might not. Like, he's, I don't even want to get into like all the minutia because it's like picogram this, whatever.
What is a grain of salt? Picogram,
I have no idea. I don't even want to know.
Is it smaller than a microgram?
I have no idea. Is it great? Compared
to a grain
of salt. What
about a nanogram? Is nanogram smaller than a picogram?
Maybe.
I was not paying attention.
Is it banana? Is it the size of, compare it, scale. Banana for scale? Or is it a chicken? I know how big a chicken is. I try to chase the chickens. They're very fast. I cannot catch
it's
them.
Probably like an orange.
Okay.
Chicken. With banana and chicken, that's a big weight size difference.
Oh, I know. I just saw chickens run wild in the streets.
Okay. How big are the chickens?
They're pretty big.
Like dog size?
Almost.
Wow.
Like a large cat.
Okay. And you took the Rocky approach to try to catch that fucker?
Yeah, but they had trees they could run into, so it wasn't a straight shot. Like, if you have a straight shot at me, I'm catching that chicken, and I'm going to choke that chicken.
They're very, yeah, exactly. we all know he knows how to choke a chicken.
Damn right.
But they're not good straight. They're good left-right. That's the problem. They run around and like crazy, and we're not good that way.
Well, they were bitches and ran right off the road into the bush, and I couldn't get in the bush.
Which is what I heard, speaking of which, if you ever get attacked by an alligator or a crocodile, one of the two, can only go very linear. So if you want to get away from it, you go left, zigzag.
Should I just jump over it?
No, because it's too fast, straight on.
You grab zigzag. It by the tail?
Can you?
Why not?
That's afraid. A tiger you catch by the tail, not an alligator.
What? They catch everybody. Just choke them out. Just choke whatever it is. Okay. Choke it out.
All right, let's reel it back in.
Okay.
UFC 232.
So we had all that John Jones nonsense.
We did. Do we want to talk about that fight to start?
No, I want to run through all the other fights, like, real quick. We had the Kat Zingano getting that fucking toe in the eyeball, and then the fight had to get stopped, and apparently she's wearing an eye patch now, and...
Like a pirate?
Like...
Oh, other eye, sorry.
Well, I think it's that one, but that may be the reverse.
It's a selfie picture.
And then, how about some gratuitous weigh-in shots of Megan Anderson and Kat Zingano?
I will not mind those. Hey now,
yeah.
Who took those photos?
I don't know. And the cat one, the quality's not as good, but it's still quality. And then the other blasphemy. There's just a lot of blasphemy on this card. Mm-hmm. Ryan Hall. What? Did you see him like rolling, and then grabbing a leg on BJ Penn, and then submitting him with a heel hook?
Yes, I did. He's been doing that to people for a long time.
Yeah.
And they all said, oh, you can't pull that shit on BJ Penn. Well, apparently, I didn't think he could. Apparently, he can.
Well, I think that's the most insulting way to beat BJ Penn, right?
Yeah, submit him.
Well, by a heel hook.
But that's a new school move. That's not some shit that was around even five years ago. This is a new thing.
Well, I think it was around. It's just people weren't playing the leg lock game as much.
It perfected it. He's took something... That's jiu-jitsu, though. It's always evolving.
So, is it jiu-jitsu 101?
No, I don't know how to do that. Or
that's probably jiu-jitsu 202.
I think the jiu-jitsu level is like stepped up. It's almost become like acrobatic-like in some ways. And, you know, the way these guys are getting in and out of transitions and stuff.
Mm.
5 years ago, nobody was doing that. I mean, maybe once in a while, but definitely not in the UFC. It's just like with the crane kick and all. There's always some new Remember that?
Where's Steven Seagal when you need him, man?
Yeah. It's just evolving, and now a bunch of guys are going to try to leg lock and heel hook, and then next it'll be something else. It'll come back around. But good on him, you know? You knew it was coming, and you can't stop it.
I know.
That's pretty good.
I knew that was going to happen. I was like, I think we were talking about the fight. Man, that's going to be the most insulting thing ever if he submits him.
I really thought BJ could submit him, but I was wrong, obviously. So.
And what else? You said Michael Chiesa moving up to 170. He looked huge. What happened?
It was hard to watch him submit Carlos Condit. I don't know, like, it's another story of how some guys that we loved from back in the day, like, the game has slowly passed them by. You can see that. Because Condit, you know, I think they were talking about on the broadcast how Condit submitted a bunch of dudes, but then Rogan was saying, like, oh, you know, the caliber of guys he was going up against is not as high as it is now, jiu-jitsu-wise. You know what I mean? So it's different.
Yeah, and Condit... Ever since he started thinking about retiring, he's not the same guy anymore, man.
He had Chiesa in trouble. I think it was at the end of the first for a minute or something. There was a Yeah, and I'm almost in an armbar, if I recall. It's been a couple weeks, so. But I think there was a moment where he looked okay.
I didn't see the first round.
But, yeah, overall, just kind of a steamroll. And then, can I talk to you about another fight that I know you're not happy about?
Would
you want to plug your ears right now?
Amanda, there was only one other fight on the card, Ingo.
So
there was John Jones and Alexander Gustafsson.
You forgot about Chris Cyborg.
John Jones and Alexander Gustafsson.
Talk about it for a second. I almost texted this guy, but I was like, it's going to ruin his vacation.
Son of a bitch.
So I left it alone.
Blasphemy!
I left it alone. But Nunes just basically steamrolled Cyborg. Steamrolled. It was an ass-whooping that of epic proportions. That, you know, because I remember how much this guy was cheering for BJ Penn getting smoked by GSP, right?
I can't help it. He deserves that.
At my house,
he's greasing.
Like 30 at my house.
He was crying like a little bitch.
He was. It was bullshit. And then, so it's unfortunate. I think this Amanda Nunes is the real deal.
Well, I'm wondering.
The lioness. And then she's talking about her girlfriend after.
Well, I don't know what it is. I'll just say this. I have a hard time getting behind Amanda Nunes. I don't like this chick, and I don't know what it is. And is it because she's not attractive that I can't get behind her?
Well, she plays, apparently, it seems like she's the lioness. She plays the male role in that relationship. So maybe that's not your thing. But, you know, Cyborg is kind of in this space. How come we got a thing for Cyborg but not Amanda Nunes?
Cyborg is hot. Amanda is not. It's pretty simple. Apples, oranges. Bananas, chickens.
Too thick for you, maybe?
No.
Too much thickness?
She is just straight up not attractive.
All right.
So, to Cyborg's credit, let's give her some credit. So, she did have Amanda rocked early, but then, she's eating punches, and then Cyborg does not know stop. So, she just keeps coming. She's brawling. She was not technical at all in this fight, and I think that was, Cyborg was training with some boxer, and a boxer was saying, why didn't you jab her fucking face off? This is what you were doing in training camp, and then you threw it all out the window. So that's one thing. On a separate note, I want to know, how much did this affect all the fighters moving from Las Vegas to California on 6 days' notice?
Good point.
Not going to say anything changes in this fight, but I'm just saying, in everybody's head, probably fucked up everybody to some extent. Like, we got to do all this for John? Bullshit.
Yeah.
I want to credit Cyborg. Did you see what after she lost, when she came out to the press conference, she came out hiding behind a pillow like Ronda Rousey when she took her loss?
Was she joking?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was fucking with her. I'm like, get one winner in on Ronda while you can. But she handled it like a true champion. She's like, hey, you lose. These things happen. What am I going to say? She was better this night.
Well, I think she's used to overpowering girls when she gets in trouble, and Amanda seems like she had more power.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of fucked with her, and probably she's thinking, I'm going to brawl my way out of this, but you can't do that against the Nunes. It just doesn't work.
No, she needed to be a little more technical, and I think if you push Amanda into the later rounds, cardio is an issue, but... It all went out the window, so I don't even know. I think they said Cyborg.
They're going to run it back, aren't they? I heard.
Well, why do we need the rematch?
Do
you think we need one?
No, I don't think we do. But I'm saying, in UFC, they're going to run it back. I guarantee you.
Well, they said Cyborg's contract's up in March. I literally think that's the last time we saw her fight in the UFC.
Good. Let her go to Bellator.
Bellator or PFL. Any of them.
I'd rather see Bellator, but
yeah. Because, I mean, she's better just one-off fights. I have no problem watching Cyborg just smash random chicks off the street. Like, you think you're tough enough? Get in the fucking ring.
Yeah.
Like, that's what she did.
But in reverse, you become the female Bob Sapp.
Yeah, or go over to Ryzen, like Gabby Garcia. Fight grandmas off the street. I don't give a fuck. Go to a nursing home. Let's drag some bitches out. Like, get their walkers out. You kick the walker out of the hand.
Cyborg smash.
Break their fucking hip. I'm all in.
Twisted, man.
I'm all in.
What happened to you in Hawaii? So sick.
I got a dose of reality. You can't beat my woman up. God damn you.
He's angry and bitter. That's fine. I know where you're at, man.
Enough double champs.
Let's talk about John Jones versus Gustafsson.
Yeah.
What was your take on this?
Well, not surprising. This is what I thought would happen. I thought round two, we got it in round three, TKO. John was on point the entire fight. And once he got that takedown, it was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And he was looking for it. Gets it. Devastated. I don't know what happens to Gustafsson.
I think he should go up to heavyweight.
And he was talking about that.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking about that matchup of if he goes up to heavyweight, I would like to see him fight Alistair Overeem.
Ooh, that'd be nice, yeah. not a bad
Overeem's not like a massive heavy. He's not Overeem anymore. He's not 265. He's a little leaner. But you could have a decent striking match there.
Wouldn't mind that. Yeah, that's a good one.
Anybody else would be weird. There's a lot of other matchups that are happening that we'll talk about in a little bit. But and then it's John Jones, they said he's already got a fight set up with Anthony Smith.
Yeah, supposedly.
UFC 235. I mean, that's weird, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Cormier fight is better for him, or moving up and fighting anybody at heavyweight might be a better move for him. I don't know why. I feel like he should just let the belt go because he came back just to get it back. He can give it up, or if they take it, if they're going to take it from him, just give it up. And it's like Cormier did last minute.
So how much longer do you think he stays at light heavyweight? Like how many more fights?
One fight.
Because I know Luke Rockhold is
he wants to come down.
Well, Luke said he's going up to 205, and he's calling out John, saying, listen, Princess, I'll fight you.
Oh, Luke wants to go up, not have John come down?
No, Luke said, I can't cut the fucking weight anymore. So I'm going to go up to 205, and I want to fight John.
Wow, okay, I would like to see that.
But I think Luke wants a fight at 205 to fuck someone up and see how he looks at the heavier weight class without killing himself to make 205.
Okay. We need to give him somebody like...
205 is so... You could say Glover Teixeira.
Oh, you just read my mind. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like someone perfect. Who's good but not... Like not light heavyweight, it's like... It's John, it's Alex, and...
Then it's a whole bunch of guys around the
maybe
same.
Anthony Smith. Let's see how he performs against John Jones.
Yeah. All right.
So... I think that was all for... that UFC.
Well, one thing I want to mention is they are going to reveal. Well, they did reveal a new belt potential, and they're going to unveil this at UFC Fight Night Brooklyn. So it'll be a new championship belt, different design. I think that's the new TV deal or whatever they got, right? Isn't that the Brooklyn card? UFC Fight Night.
I don't remember. I know
ESPN.
There's an ESPN one coming up.
Yeah, ESPN plus one. UFC Fight Night 143. That's the one. But yeah, that'd be cool. Get a new belt.
I want to talk about, I know there was a documentary, the UFC Fight Pass has run a bunch of documentaries, and there was one talking about how John Jones almost sunk the $4 billion deal.
Oh.
It said they were on the one-yard line after a long time of going back and forth of selling the company. And then this is when John Jones tested positive for steroids the week of UFC 200.
Uh-huh.
And that's when he scheduled to fight Daniel Cormier. And Lorenzo said if they asked him to drop the purchase price, that he would have just walked away for the deal. And then Ari Emanuel and his group, they talked about it for 1 to 2 hours to decide what are we going to do. And they decided they were just going to keep everything together. But if they decided to ask for a lower price, Lorenzo would have said, fuck you. And that deal would have never happened.
Wow.
All because of John Jones.
So because that happened, they lowered the value?
No, everybody kept it the same, and nobody talked about it.
Ah. But why would that decrease the value, though?
Because they're worried about one of your stars, right?
Oh, I got
you. And, like, you guys got too many fucking problems. We don't need any more of your problems.
Ah, now I'm following you. Okay, makes sense. Thank you for
clarifying
that for my simple mind.
But, I mean, you know what you're getting.
Yes.
You're getting a bag of shit with some of these. They're fighters. What do you want? They're not going to be model citizens. Right?
Some of them are, but not most people are.
Some of them are, I don't want to say rapists, but.
Are they therapists?
Therapists, maybe. Not the rapists.
Not the rapists.
Depends what circle you run in.
That's right. It's all how you read that, but okay.
All right, else you got going on?
Well, Brock Lesnar yet to pay his $250,000 fine to the NAC for some shit that happened back in 2016. Remember, he failed the drug test? Drug test. And
doesn't matter.
He hasn't paid that, and I'm assuming that means he's not coming back to the UFC anytime soon. And if he was a smart man, he would say, if you want me back, you pay me. Thank you. Please pay my fine for me. So,
well, did Nick ever pay his fine either? I don't think he did.
He did not. It was $130,000, $50,000, like that.
Whatever.
And then Conor got his reduced, right? To like nothing from $500,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And some community time. So I feel like they have a lot of uncollected debt in the NAC.
Well, that's why you're supposed to withhold purses, right?
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry. You just take it from the... whatever happened to Nurmagomedov, right?
Nothing. It's been quiet.
Like him and Connor. I think everything just keeps getting pushed and pushed. And by the time they decide it, he'll have already served 18 months.
Right.
You see Michael Chiesa once saw Conor McGregor's UFC 229 earnings, and he filed a lawsuit against him. Well, just because he was on the bus when he got attacked,
oh,
remember?
That's right.
Yeah, I think he had a couple of, like, little cuts on his face. Uh-huh. He couldn't fight. But what do you think Chiesa is entitled to? Because he did lose a fight, and he lost some money. But he's obviously not entitled to $50 million.
Well, no, of course not. He's going to try to sue.
Right.
I don't know what he would. What does he make for a fight?
I would venture to say like he's 30? A 50-50 kind of guy.
50,000?
I don't know. He just fought. That's a good point.
I didn't see the numbers. I would say a cool 100 grand sounds about right.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Just take your 100 grand and shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Take him.
Fight at 170.
Give the man 100,000 and call it a day.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the least Conor can do. He made like bazillion dollars in his last two fights, so.
Yeah, I think also pay-per-view buy rate, I think, for UFC 232 was out. I want to say it was somewhere between 800,000 and 900,000.
I buy that.
Damn, that's big. Is that Cyborg or John Jones or both?
It's both. It's the combo. Plus, I think it's the time of year, the way the weekend fell, further away from the holiday, because it's on Monday. Like, to give some buffer. Remember a couple years ago, it was like New Year's was...
I almost said Bruce Buffer.
Buffering. New Year's was on a Saturday, and I think, or whatever, and they had the card on a Friday or something, didn't they?
Something like that.
And that didn't sell well. So, I mean, you know, I think that I could see that.
And let me say that. New Year's in Hawaii is brutal.
Why?
Because I had to stay up till 4 in the fucking morning to be midnight here.
Oh, you're not drinking enough then.
I'm here with my family, and I had to take a
nap.
They're
not drinking
at 11 o'clock. I said, I'm taking a nap. Wake me up at midnight, because where we were staying, they were shooting fireworks off in the bay. You know, it wasn't worth staying up.
No.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I passed out at 11 on New Year's Eve.
That's probably a good thing. Like, I don't need to be out.
Nope, I was out.
Brett Okamoto tweeted this out. He says, interesting. Jeff Nowitzki says, early as next year, the UFC will have an approved supplement list. That's in quotes. If fighters pop for anything that is traced to a contamination of one of these approved supplements, it will be thrown out. Sounds like a good thing for the athletes to me. What do you think about this?
I like it. Good way for them to enter steroids into the mix again.
Yeah, like take these approved steroids.
Totally approved.
And if you pop, you pop.
Sorry.
Why are they still playing the game, though, at this point? I mean, this whole John Jones thing, it just looks so bad from the outside.
It does.
And I want to say Frank Mir had posted something on his Facebook saying he tested positive for the same shit that John did at lower levels than he did, but he got, like, a two-year suspension, and now John's still allowed to fight.
Of course.
So it's just...
Because he's John Jones. And John never threatened to kill anybody on national
TV. That's
true. Begmir did.
I don't know. He's still there, pussy?
I believe he said it will be an octagon-related death.
I'm okay with
to
this.
To quote him specifically.
That's fine.
You can't say that.
Why not?
I don't know, because you can't. Mm. No talking about moms and no talking about death. I mean, I guess you can talk about the moms. But it would have to be in private.
What if you...
What
if you murdered the mom's pussy?
I knew you were going to say that.
Don't say that. It's not good.
Murdering mom's pussy can be an okay thing.
As long as you have apple pie when you're done.
And it's thank
with
God.
With ice cream on top. And a little cinnamon.
There's nothing wrong with murdering a little pussy.
Cherry. Sprinkle some nuts on.
Exactly. The great thing about doing a show that is this way, you could say murdering pussy as much as you want, and nobody will care that I keep saying murdering pussy. Nobody cares.
You can murder as much pussy as you want.
And I plan to.
Monday through Sunday.
That's a lot of murdering. And I like to take time
7 days
in between
a week.
Murdering.
This guy's just murdering the pussy.
Yeah, it can be fun.
Could even be drowning in pussy. Drowning if you wanted to be.
Drowning.
Yeah, but then you can't fight again. You can't be a commentator then.
If I'm drowning in pussy?
Yeah, you're dead. You're fucking fish-eyed up.
Yeah, you know, the bad part about drowning in pussy is you drowned.
Right.
It's a drowning thing.
Hence.
Wow. So, did I say murdering pussy just one more time?
Is okay, that cool?
I love it.
We had that PFL, their tournament came to an end.
Oh, yeah.
And Sean O'Donnell.
Yes.
Sorry. Sean O'Connell. Let me get that right. One beat Vinny Magalhaes.
Yeah.
He wins $1 million.
Sean O'Connell.
And you know, then he retired.
You know, that guy fought. Remember the guy from Flow that was a jiu-jitsu guy? Fuck, what was his name? I can't remember. But it was like a younger guy. He used to spar with Jonatas all the time. He got KO'd once, and that's the guy who KO'd him.
Mm.
Like, brutally. And he put a post up a week ago or whatever. It was like, that's my first MMA loss via KO. Like, congrats to him, and congrats for showing me what it means, like, feels like to get knocked the fuck out for the first time. So, but it's a small world, how that kind of...
Yeah, but that's also a great story, too, because that is not a top... level UFC fighter right mm-hmm. There's definitely levels in the sport, right?
Yes.
And he is not UFC quality, but for any of the other fighters that want $1 million, I don't remember how many fights he had to win. It might have been 4 in the tournament.
Not bad.
But if you win, Jesus, man. He made enough to just say thank you to the sport and I'm done now.
Yeah,
so
good for him.
Credit to him and credit to the PFL for paying these guys. I don't know if they'll be in business for another year, but hey.
Taking the Barry Sanders approach. I'm in, I'm out.
Make your green while you can.
That's it. Yep.
What else you got?
Well, let's talk about Pollyanna Viana, who apparently somebody tried to mug her, and then she fucked that guy up. Like, nobody's business. You know, I like this story for many reasons. I think it's amazing when women are able to defend themselves. It's mm-hmm. even more amazing when women who can defend themselves fuck a guy up who's trying to mug them.
And then take a picture of the guy afterwards.
Absolutely. I love it. Because you know what? What kind of assholes are out there that they got to fuck around and try to mug people? In the first place, the elderly and women should be off limits.
Well, I think you should be able to beat the shit out of the elderly, but definitely not women. Unless they're elder.
This is becoming a theme now. 2 shows in a row.
I have a problem with old people.
He's like, he keeps talking about murdering pussy and old people.
No, I think you should just be able to beat the shit out of old people.
Can you murder old pussy?
Of course you
if
can.
If you want to.
Is there any other kind?
I don't know.
All right. So basically this story, can I read the story to you? So MMA Junkie posted this story because I like to hear all the details. It was really cool.
Oh.
So she was waiting for an Uber in front of her apartment complex. Somewhere, a neighborhood in the west zone of Rio de Janeiro, when a man approached her. He must have been sneaky, Viana said, because when she noticed his presence, he was already quite close.
It's like, hey, baby,
keep your distance. When he saw him, he sat next to me, Viana said. He asked me the time. I said it, and I saw he wasn't going to leave, so I already moved to put my cell phone in my waist. She apparently has a hole in her waist. It's like those cows that have those holes. You remember them? You ever see those in biology class where they want to see what they've
disgusting,
been eating?
Man.
They put a cork in that motherfucker, like a wine bottle?
It's big, though. So you can stick your whole hand in
it. Yeah, you don't want any part of a hole that big.
No
good.
Unless you're murdering it.
No, because nobody's feeling anything. So she says, she put her phone in her waist. And then he said, give me the phone. Don't try to react because I'm armed. Then he put his hand over a gun, but I realized it was too soft. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm getting dialed in here. And he was really close to me, so I thought, if it's a gun, he won't have time to draw it. So I stood up, I threw 2 punches and a kick. He fell, then I caught him in a rear naked choke. Then I sat him down in the same place we were before and said, now we'll wait for the police. I like this.
I like
this.
This
is badass.
I like this whole story. Super calm.
Yeah.
I'm picturing it because if you're seated and somebody gets up and punches you and kicks you, you're taking a hard shin to the face. Can you picture that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like full force where somebody's...
Yeah, he's not expecting a fucking kick. I don't know where she put it, but looking at his face, it looks right to the fucking head. Because that's a lot of damage for just 2 punches and a kick.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think she probably landed a few more. Just claims 2 punches and a kick,
picture.
But while he's down and in the choke, she may be ramming his head into the ground 200-300 times.
Yeah.
Good for her, and good for him to eat a lot of shit. I love it. That's like the feel-good story of 2019.
I like it so far. Yeah, big fan of that. Makes me happy.
True.
What else you got?
I
got
to scroll back, because I got stuff. I got stuff. I thought there were rumors of fights that were happening.
Oh, man.
Yes,
stomach is killing me right now.
Oh, Fabricio Werdum asking for a release from the UFC along with Colby Covington.
Nobody cares.
I know.
Let them go.
Covington crying because Usman's getting a next title shot against Woodley.
Let him go.
In a fight that nobody cares about.
What about Bellator?
What about Jimmy Smith? No longer a commentator for the UFC. Okay. And apparently they only want former UFC fighters commentating, which is kind of weird.
Weird.
Right? Don't take one of the best, but put him out on the street.
Maybe he wanted too much money or something.
I don't know. There's this thing. Somewhere in Russia, there's this fucking sign. McGregor and Habib.
What is the point of this?
I don't know.
What does this wording say? Do we know?
It says, dick suck here.
Okay.
Murder pussy.
Murder pussy right here in the spot.
I don't know what's going on here. That's somewhere in Russia. Like, what are they doing?
Meanwhile, in Russia, there's a random 3D art piece.
Oh, shit. I got so much. I got a lot of good stuff. I got to pull up.
There's more?
Yeah, this is like the fun section.
Okay. How can we have more fun? It's
the
impossible.
Weird shit.
Is it possible that we have more fun than we've been having?
Maybe.
I mean, what are you going to do next?
As long as you're as orange as Noobaluba. Let me just say this. I may have fucked up some of the settings on this camera. The colors may be so vivid that my minor tan that I'm still retaining is making me look Donald Trump orange.
You can fix it in post.
I'm not going to fix shit.
You can make us look
I'm
orange.
Back from vacation. I can barely get my shit together. Okay. I'm really struggling. When you've been along that far. Or wait.
See?
You've like, been away for that long.
I don't know what's going on. He's having an aneurysm right in front of me right now.
What the hell's going on? I'm having a stroke.
It was almost 10 days, 2 weeks, 8 days. How many days?
It's a long time. Plus, the flight seemed like 2 years coming and going. And thank you to those parents that brought those two screaming little fuckers like two rows behind me. Nothing like it.
What'd you get?
A little Tony Ferguson training here.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. Check out the quality of training here.
Oh, shit. What's this guy doing?
Is this how we're supposed to use heavy bags?
I don't know.
If it is, I've been doing this shit wrong.
He's not even hitting the thing. Barely.
No, you're supposed to dodge it, not make it swing. Oh, now he's dodging in a ballet style. Ooh, graceful like a swan. Look at me.
This dude is like, what the fuck is that guy doing?
What is this face he's threat? Crazy, right? Now he's mean mugging. And I'm done.
There he goes. He does a kick.
Tony Ferguson.
I like it. It's a way to work out. That's how I roll too, Matt. That's how I do it at the gym.
That's the best way to do it. When you can make a spectacle of yourself.
Of course.
I always love those old guys doing all those very inventive things. Would you like to see the worst injury in combat sports?
Maybe.
Okay.
Not necessarily, but
if you don't want to see some shit, I would probably turn away. I might have to log in for this one.
How bad are we talking?
The worst one I've ever
worst
seen.
Worst than Anderson Silva?
The worst one I've ever seen. You should watch.
Oh, I don't want to. Oh, God.
Come on.
It's broken.
You don't want to touch that?
No.
I want to lick it. I want to lick his bone.
Why?
I want to suck the marrow out of that.
What happened to him?
I broke his leg.
In like three spots.
So what?
Oh, that's gruesome. Yeah, don't watch that.
you know you're fucked up when that does nothing to me.
Oh,
I've
I
seen
see
so much shit. I got lick
I've
the bone.
It,
lick the bone.
It's disgusting.
What else? Oh, here's all the fights that are coming up. So we have rumors of that Justin Gaethje versus Edson Barboza fight, but Gaethje still wants to fight Ally Aquinta.
I like that better.
Anthony Pettis wants to move up to 170 to fight Wonder Boy.
Yes, I like this too.
Ben Rothwell is returning. Finally, he's been gone for, 7 years?
Yep, something like that.
Uh-huh. He's going to fight some Russian dude in March.
Yep.
Junior Dos Santos versus Derek Lewis, headlining UFC Fight Night on March 9th. And then Rose Namajunas defending her title against Jessica Andrade at UFC 237.
I like it. Not bad.
And then here's one. UFC's debuting on ESPN with Ngannou versus Velasquez. Sunday, February 17th. But
Am I available that weekend? Let me check. I would like to see that fight.
Remember when Cain fought Junior Dos Santos the first time? That was the first fight they ever put on Fox. I'm wondering if there's some kind of curse. Like, whoever has that first fight gets fucked up. Because Cain got knocked out. Yeah. Like, he almost had that flash knockout where Dos Santos hit him behind the head. But then the second two fights, Dos Santos got pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And may have got semi-retarded.
Yeah.
He may have been put on the spectrum. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, maybe, like, for sure. Took a lot of damage in those two fights.
He likes to eat oatmeal. He's not allowed forks. He has to wear a catcher's helmet.
What is happening?
I don't know. It's like that Mike you just pointed out. I showed him Mike Swick ziplining in Zimbabwe or Dubai. I don't know where he was. One of the
totally
countries.
Not Zimbabwe. It's
he's like 170 feet high going 80 kilometers per hour. And then Ingo points out, it's like, why the fuck is the guy wearing a helmet? What the fuck is that going to do? That's a goddamn good point. I don't know.
It's going to do nothing.
Maybe it'll help him on his fall to the water.
No, it will not. It's not going to save you.
Yeah. I don't know. So is that guy cursed, Velasquez? Is he doomed for a knockout?
I don't think he wins that fight.
Yeah, I don't know.
No matter when or how they do that.
Like, I want to say UFC 200 was his last fight. Yeah, that's like 32 fights ago.
I don't see the main card. I don't see him winning the fight. It's not going to happen.
All right. Let's do some Ask the Nuts. Let's get moving there.
Thank you. I'm getting stuffy over here.
Would you like something to unstuff yourself?
Like what?
A little smelling salt?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have plenty of.
It did work.
I know.
Temporarily.
Which beatdown of... Oh, fuck. I'm going to throw a third one in there. I could throw four in there. Let's stick with two, and then I'll throw a couple additions in. Okay. Which beatdown of a UFC champ was worse? Brock against Cain or Rich Franklin against Anderson Silva the first time? Like with those two.
I would say Brock against Cain is better. Because Brock was like stumbling all over the
cage.
Yeah,
I think that was more embarrassing, right?
It was embarrassing. I think brutality-wise, definitely Anderson Silva.
Yeah, because fucking Rich's nose is...
It was like over here. That was bad.
Even to the equator at that point. Like, oh, man, don't do that.
Fucked up really bad. Yeah.
And I was going to throw Cyborg versus Nunes or Cyborg versus Rousey. Or wait. Cyborg versus Nunes or Nunes versus Rousey?
Chris Weidman, Anderson Silva? Wasn't that pretty bad?
Yeah.
Both times.
I don't know which one was more brutal.
Probably the second one was worse than the first.
Yeah. That's like insult to injury, right? With Nunes winning, what does that say about all the double champs? So it's like all the lighter weight class fighters that moved up won their second title. So you had first Conor McGregor. Wins at 45, moves up to 55 wins. Cormier, well, natural heavyweight, but he's at 205, moves up, wins the title. Now you have Nunes at 35, moves up, and wins the title at 45. So everyone that's moved up has won.
Well, I think it says a lot about weight cutting. Not necessarily about the champs at each weight, because the guys coming up, or girls, don't cut the weight anymore, and they're fighting someone who has to still cut the weight.
Yeah. I think about, in Cyborg's case, too, she's 175. She doesn't have a natural weight class. That's a problem.
175 pound female.
Force her to cut 30 pounds?
Scary.
That's why I think maybe for her, too. Just go to Ryzen and fight at your natural weight class. They don't care over there.
Yeah.
Grandma fights! Let's see. Scanning. Donald J. Turd, he's got a bunch of questions. He says, Merry Christmas. Thank you. We're a little late.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Who are the eight MMA fighters pulling Santa Dana's UFC sleigh? Plus, which fighter is Rudolph? In other words, who are the most important to moving the UFC forward in 2019?
John Jones.
Yep.
Conor McGregor.
Yep. I will throw the wild card. I think Israel Adesanya. The style bender is going to be huge in 2019.
Is he Adesanya? Bender.
The Diaz is, if they would ever fight, I still don't think they're fighting ever again.
Diaz is, I'm thinking, who else is the... Shit.
Heavyweight, no one moves the needle.
Uh-uh.
Women. And Shevchenko's not a star yet.
I feel like Amanda Nunes could pull the play a little.
She does nothing. She moves nothing for me.
Zero?
Zero, like even negative. Okay. I don't even want to say this.
Don't say it then.
It'd be funny. I probably shouldn't say it.
Whatever you like, sir. It is your show after all. You can say murder pussy anytime. You can say whatever you're about to say next.
I'd rather go gay than that. Moving right along.
It took a while. Are you trying to tell us something, Matt?
Yes, it's 2019.
It's coming out.
Coming right the fuck out of the closet.
He figured it out in Hawaii.
Yes.
He likes.
I did. Totally. All those women and thongs on the beach totally turned me. I was swimming with those turtles. I was like, man, I like turtles. Figured I like bestiality while I was out there.
Nice.
Who knew? So UFC might have a little problem, but I don't think they give a fuck because they have all that ESPN money, all those programming deal monies.
Uh-huh.
They don't give a shit. I mean, look at what they do to the fans, right? They move it from Vegas to California in 6 days.
Yeah, they fuck with us.
Yeah, whatever. If John Jones had been tested for the last 18 months, how did this tiny, tiny residual amount only appear now? Does it make sense?
We agree.
Yeah, I don't believe in science. I don't even know what they were talking about. I thought Nowitzki went on the Rogan podcast. I didn't listen to it because I knew it was just going to be two guys jerking off and saying, grain of salt, doesn't matter. It stays in your system forever. Just stop testing and we'll all be much happier.
Okay.
Take the name of each fighter on the main card, UFC 232, and insert it into the John Jones Spiegelgram story. Who else would the UFC move a pay-per-view to Cali for? Not every fighter? Then all PED testing is a scam. Would they move it for anybody else?
No.
Not named Conor McGregor?
No.
I think it's Conor and John.
That's it.
I don't know who else.
Not even Cyborg.
John,
because really.
You know John's sticking around for many years. You know he probably has five more, barring any off.
Cash cow. They need him. They don't need any of those other people at this point.
They might not need anybody at this point.
Maybe not.
Did you hear this from Bisbing? This is a good point. What is your best guess on what date will John Jones next positive for a banned substance?
April 1st, 2019.
Yeah, when's this next fight? About then?
Around there.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then Forbes wrote an article stating the UFC needs to end the champ gimmick or allow fighters to hold and defend two titles. What do you think about that?
I like it. Why not? Who cares?
Well, why is this? Before it seemed they were so against it, and now it's the norm. Like, uh-huh. We're trying to get it all, and then they'll strip that title right away.
Yeah.
So they did it to Conor, they did it to Cormier.
Cormier gave up his title.
It was a forced strip, but
he retired from his weight division.
From 205.
Yes, from his weight division.
But I forgot who was talking about Nunes. Dan Lambert? Who's the guy at fucking... Whoever. Just call it Nunes head coach type guy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was saying, you know, Nunes is actually the person that could... defend both titles because think about 145. How many people are in that weight class? None.
Yeah.
So, like, bring someone at 145. She could fight there and she can fight at 35. So.
She could. Yeah.
We'll see. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Pound sign welcome back. Thank you.
Pound sign Happy New Year to you, sir.
That's right. Would you rather become a superhero or a supervillain?
Oh,
it's tough.
Dude, supervillain for sure.
They have, like, palaces and bitches.
Fuck yeah.
They have, like, two cell phones.
Two? Wow. You're talking crazy now, man. You're talking crazy.
They have, like, a flip phone and then a smartphone.
Look.
Those guys are balling.
Being a superhero is cool and all, but if you're going to do something crazy... You got to be a supervillain because
right.
You know, got to do evil shit.
They're doing drugs. You know, they might even have two tree Oompa Loompas on the side.
Midgets with salsa dip.
Wax off. No, like, wax off midgets with, holy I'm
gonna,
shit.
I'm not, listen, one day we're going to do that. We're going to have a party where that's going to happen. It's a dream of mine. Not because I think it's fun. It's fun, you know?
Yeah.
To have a walking salsa dipping person. I don't
it's
know.
Fine. I'm going to pull my balls in that thing so hard.
Oh, God.
Woo!
Okay.
I'm just saying. Buy or sell, which was the better Robbie Lawler match? Robbie Lawler versus Rory McDonald? or Rory McDonald 2 at UFC 189, or Robbie Lawler versus Carlos Condit at UFC 195. I don't know. I would say Robbie Lawler versus Rory McDonald whenever they fought and his face was falling off and they had that stare down. I don't remember if that was fight one or fight two, but...
Fight two.
Okay.
They basically almost, like, almost killed each other.
I think I'm retarded. Are you retarded? I think I'm retarded. I don't know. I'm going to take 3 years off the sport. Maybe this 10 years off my life because of this fucking fight.
They're both
son of a bitch. If I had an avocado, I would stab my hand.
They're both way too tough for their own good.
I know.
It's like the stupidest.
They both killed themselves.
Like, seriously, you will not end me.
Nothing.
Yeah. Rory would. They would have. He would have kept fighting that fight if they didn't stop it.
My face isn't falling off my skull.
So crazy.
That damn skin.
I think it's sometimes being that tough is not good for your health.
No,
it's just not.
Is it something better be tough if you're dumb or something stupid?
Yeah. But that was epic.
It's true. Would you rather, as soon as this show ends, find out the government has been spying on you and wants you to become a secret agent like James Bond?
Ooh. Like, you guys smack bitches like we were talking about in the last one?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like James did? James
Bond? I'm going to go back to the 60s. Like, I feel like...
Fetch me a drink.
Yeah. Like, men are talking.
That's right, the men are talking.
Whoa, Jesus. Like, you're talking to her like she's a child, you know. You guys would be living your lives spying, fighting, shooting, killing. It's kind of sounds like Gegard Mousasi-ish.
Who says we don't already do that?
Right. And most importantly, fucking all the hottest women, including Jennifer Lawrence, Emma Watson, and others. That's scenario one. Or would you rather, as soon as the show ends, be sent to the universe of Witcher 3? You guys would have to hunt and fight monsters. Use magic, live countless years, but most importantly, fucking all the hottest women, including Triss, Marigold, Yennefer, and others.
That's a tough one. See, I didn't like where the second one was, option was going, and then all of a sudden...
You
like,
think about those women. Those women were fantastic.
They were fantastic.
You got a redhead.
Video games,
you got a
though.
White hair.
Video game women. So it's like, I don't know.
Real life them, and they are phenomenal.
Does this translate? I'm not sure. I think I still like option one. That was more fun.
They're both good.
I'm going to skip on Emma Watson, though. Jennifer Lawrence. I mean.
Who is Emma Watson? Does she do magic?
I don't know. No idea.
Was she a Harry Potter?
Yes.
I could be down with that. I'll go Witcher 3. Okay. I like some magic. I like those ladies. I think I sexed like all of them in the video game.
I'm sure you did.
You play your cards right. You could sex all of them. Maybe a dragon. I'm not quite sure.
Sexing a dragon.
Whatever gets in your way.
Spreading his seed everywhere.
just painting. Tossing it all up. I'm murdering dragon pussy while I'm out there.
Wow.
Fuck, marry, kill. Celebrity edition number 27. Glamour models number 8. All right.
I don't know. Okay, sure.
Jessica Jane Clement. Oh, Jesus Christ. What's going on here?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I like the Kelly Bell.
Yeah, it's not
those. The abs look painted on. Why? Really what's with the belly button stuff? Don't.
I like the belly button stuff.
Like it.
You don't like that?
And then Kelly Brook.
Piercings are holy mother of God.
That's my speed.
Oh my God, that's like. So it's kind of like when you look at fruit and then you have like orange, banana. You're kind of like a. Something different. What doesn't fit in this?
Here's what I see. I'll tell you what I see.
Oh, my God.
I see apple, orange, chicken. I like chickens, Ingo. I'm taking number 3. I'm fucking killing, can marrying, murdering.
Where's it go? Where's the scroll button?
Back off, Ingo. Right there. I'm all up in that.
Damn, that is a model? What is
I it? Don't care what she is. Kelly She's Brooke? Mine. You okay. can have one and two. I think I see something.
I see it too. No,
no, no, they can post it. Sorry. I'm posting it. They won't be able to see
it. I'm going to have to kill the middle one because she's not appealing. But I might marry this first one.
Okay. And then you're going to fuck that one.
Yeah, that looks like fun, but she'd probably eat all the food.
Fantastic. Hey, whatever. I want her to be happy.
I mean,
too.
A healthy,
happy woman.
I mean, you're going to have food in the house. Does she go shopping?
So she's dead at 35.
Like, what's that? Honey Boo Boo or whatever is that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. Then you're pushing thing. Okay. But then you could also say like an Ashley Graham type of chick. You've seen her?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I don't know if this show's long enough, but she's a thick model. Like, I believe you. Bigger than that.
I believe you. That's your style. I know.
I'm all right with that.
You're in the weird. Like, you like them thick. You also like them athletic. It's such a strange. Matt's all over the place.
I don't know what you say. I'm equal opportunity.
Okay.
All right. You have any knowledge? Let's get some knowledge.
I like variety. I do have knowledge. I'm thinking.
That fucking screen just went black. What the fuck?
Thinking. Knowledge-wise.
I got a couple things.
Oh, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
What was that?
Fan-fucking-tastic. You must go see this film. Dude, if you like Queen, it's like watching it. It's so good. Then the lead actor, Remy something, I forgot his name, looks just like, it's crazy, and it's really good. You will really enjoy it. I highly recommend it. Go see that movie.
Is that in theaters, or is it out on... rental?
You want to watch it in theaters because it's loud.
A lot of sound.
There's a lot of music in it, so it's fantastic. What are you doing?
I'm just showing her in Living Color.
That's a lot of women, dude. That's a lot. I'm not scared. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Maybe I'm a
All right, here's knowledge. Scared. Hey, why don't you hit me in the head with a full can of beer? Let's see how this one plays out. Wish there was sound. There's no sound.
Oh, right in the nose, too. Fuck.
How do you miss that hard? And how do you go that hard on a woman? Is this that James Bond shit? Is this why you want to be James Bond?
What was the point of it, first of all? Second of all...
Just to try to crack open a beer on her face!
It looked like he meant
right
to do
that. Right in the face!
I
know.
He's kind of stupid for letting him, too.
So you have that, and then...
probably drunk.
Yeah. This one, I'm going to say you might not want to watch at home. But
what is it?
It's the best finishing move in women's fake wrestling I think that's ever happened. And
is it gonna be gruesome?
Maybe. This is about a minute, so we gotta just ride the storm out, Ingo.
I'm kind of aroused for some reason.
Well, just wait.
Are they making out? Did she just kiss her? What the fuck?
He's reaching down in her panties. She's really going for it.
What'd she pull out? Tuna?
Looks like a bloody tampon. Or a tea bag, I'm not quite sure. You like the raspberry tea? Right in the mouth! Right in the mouth!
You think that's a real tampon?
She was digging. For Jesus, right there.
It's okay. I'm not gonna lie. I'm slightly aroused at the moment. I don't know why, but it's like something about like
Ingo's in.
It's pretty fucking geeky.
He doesn't like the chick that's got like 10-15 extra. But tampon in the mouth, bloody tampon.
Kinky.
Man.
I don't know why.
Man, I don't know. Something about that jamming in her mouth.
I have no idea. But
wish I was James Bond, making her take it.
Oh my God.
I had to drink a six pack when I get home. To keep from doing stuff.
Yeah.
Never. That's all. That's all I got.
That's been this week?
I think so.
All right. That has been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Angle Weigel.
Matt Griffin. Thanks for playing. Good to be back.